Jury trials in Jefferson County are on hold because of the coronavirus. The Alabama Supreme Court has suspended most in-person matters as well. But for divorce lawyers, they've been able to keep practicing with a few adjustments. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
Frances Ross Nolan remembers hearing about the coronavirus back in February. She's a partner at the firm Nolan Byers. It was this sort of vague notion that there was this thing out there. Then she received an email from a client whose kids were scheduled to go on a cruise with the other parent. The mom was concerned about the virus.
That was probably the first work-related, bring it into this universe experience that I had, and that email was March 4th.
By the middle of the month, Nolan, like so many of us, shut down the office and began working remotely. That's a challenge because family law tends to involve a lot of in-person meetings, but the bulk of Nolan's work is negotiation among people trying to find an agreeable solution. Our clients don't necessarily need to argue in a courtroom. Turns out a toolbox of phone, email, FaceTime, and Zoom is enough.
The realities of this situation have changed only the circumstances around them. They haven't changed their ability to move the process forward at all.
So it's just business as usual. It's just the mechanisms have changed.
Exactly.
You can really work a case without being in the courtroom.
Jessica Kirk Drennan is founder of Kirk Drennan Law. She says an important change came in one of Governor Kay Ivey's emergency orders. It allows notaries to work over video conference. Without the order, the notary and witnesses would have to be in the same room. Legal work that's transactional, think contracts, patents, and family law, that's still getting done during COVID-19 social distancing, according to Keith Lee. He's the founder of Lawyer Smack, an online community for attorneys. He says the coronavirus has forced lawyers to incorporate new technology. That doesn't bother younger or more tech-savvy attorneys. For others, it's painful because the legal community tends to be resistant to change.
What this is doing is accelerating change. So I think change that would have naturally, organically have happened over the next 5 to 10 years is instead happening in the next 12 to 18 months.
Lee says there are privacy concerns. Big firms are avoiding Zoom in favor of video conferencing platforms that are more secure. Lee expects some of these changes to stick around after the outbreak subsides. And he says that could be a good thing if it lowers costs and the savings is passed on to clients.
For law firms, maybe you don't need the marble floors and mahogany offices all the time. I mean, do you really need the most expensive space with the nicest everything? Or can you really do a lot of this remotely?
Frances Ross Nolan hopes the changes aren't temporary.
To make a client come to my office to notarize a document is kind of silly. If they can do it from the comfort of their office and we can do it by Zoom, that's so much more efficient.
Jessica Kirk Drennan doesn't see everything going remote. For instance, contempt hearings over video would be tough.
You hold someone in contempt and the judge says you've got to relinquish yourself to the sheriff's office. I'm not sure how that would work.
The two attorneys agree, sadly, divorces will probably increase because of the pandemic. There are indications domestic abuse is up as people are at home more. The close quarters could add friction to already troubled relationships. Attorneys will be there to take up those cases, however the actual business is conducted. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.